Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will continue to learn about treatment of anxiety through the belief in Allah's decree, and today inshallah we will learn about the fourth aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is creation. Creation means to believe that Allah is the creator of all things in the heavens and the earth, including man and his actions. Today inshallah we will learn the following. Number one, rules of Allah's creation in the universe. Number two, rules of Allah's creation regarding mankind. And number three, we will learn verses of the Holy Quran related to the fact that Allah doesn't burden a person more than what he can tolerate. Let us now start inshallah by learning about the rules of Allah's creation in the universe, and we will start by learning about the miracle of life. We will recite now inshallah from surah number 6, surah al-An'am, verse number 95. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله فالق الحب والنوى يخرج الحي من الميت ومخرج الميت من الحي ذلكم الله فأنى تؤفكون. Verily, it is Allah who causes the seed grain and the fruit stone to split and sprout. He brings forth the living from the dead, and it is He who brings forth the dead from the living. Such is Allah, then how are you deluded away from the truth? Actually, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah is teaching us about the great miracle, the miracle of life, its initiation and its progress. No one knows the secret of this miracle, nor can do it. Nor can anyone do it other than Allah. In every moment in this life, actually, the life begins in a planet, in a tree, a bird, or an animal. It remains in both sustenance and source as a secret, which is only known to Allah. It is Allah alone who can originate life from something that is dead, which will be transformed by living creatures into organic living substance that form part of the living bodies. This is the life cycle. A planet coming out of a seed, and a seed contained in a plant. A chick coming out of an egg, and an egg produced by a bird. Let us reflect for a few seconds and ask ourselves, where is the seed? Where in the seed the roots, the leaves, and the fruits are hidden? And also, where in the egg do the bones, meat, color and singing of the bird hide? In reality, life continues to be a great mystery that has a question which can't be answered unless we all admit that it is Allah the Creator, the one who gives life. Let us always remember this example. The food we eat dies as a result of cooking and exposure to heat, but it is then transformed into blood inside the living body, and then it becomes a dead waste as a result of body process. Let us learn also about the rules of Allah's creation universe. We will start by learning the following Quranic rule, which is mentioned in Surah number 54, verse number 49. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا كل شيء خلقناه بقدر. Allah has created everything with qadr, that is to say in due measure. Actually, it is the decree of Allah to create everything in the universe with due measure regarding its size, shape, situation, characters, and its relations to all around it. Everything in the universe, its existence and movement is decreed by Allah the Almighty. It is the decree of Allah to create the stars in the sky and to distribute everyone in special position. And it is the same Allah's decree to create the plants in the desert, the fishes in the sea, the mountains, the rivers, the seas, and the forests. It is Allah's decree, which is the source of all the creation on the earth and in the heavens. It is the lesson from the Holy Quran, so that every believer submits himself to Allah, the creator of everything. Also, from the rules of the Holy Quran regarding the creation of the universe, it is mentioned in Surah number 32, verse number 7. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي أحسن شيء خلقه. Who made everything? He has created good. Allah creates everything for a purpose. It is made for that purpose and give all the qualities and characteristics that enable it to fulfill that purpose. Reflection on Allah's creations gives us a complete range of beauty where harmony is noticed all around. Let us live with the beauty of this creation. We will learn about the creation of the heavens. Allah the Almighty said in Surah number 13, verse number 2, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد ترونها ثم استوى على العرش وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى يدبر الأمر يفصل الآيات لعلكم بلقاء ربكم توقنون. Allah is He who raised the heaven without any pillars that you can see. Then He rose above the throne. He has subjected the sun and the moon each run to continue going around, each running its course for a term appointed. He manages and regulates all affairs. He explains the ayat, proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations in detail that you may believe with certainty in the meeting with your Lord. Actually, Allah the Almighty is informing us in this verse of the Holy Quran that it is only Allah the Almighty, the only one who can raise the heavens without support and can perfect their creation. Also the sun and the moon, as they move in their annual and daily courses and they follow their respective orbits, not moving an inch beyond them. That is to say, the arrival of the night after the departure of the day, and the break of the dawn when the night begins to move away, all are signs for people to realize the harmony, perfection, and the beauty of the creation of Allah in the universe. Actually, when we learn about the creation of Allah the Almighty in the universe, we are learning many lessons for our lives. We are learning that we must reflect on the laws of creation, which we are learning, so that we will learn the following lessons. Number one, Allah creates the universe and has made it to be of service to mankind as an honor to them. We will recite now from the verses of the Holy Quran to prove the fact that when Allah created the universe, Allah has made it to be of service to mankind as an honor to mankind. We will recite now from Surah number 14, verse 32 to 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Surah number 14 verse 32, 33 and 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم وسخر لكم الفلك لتجري في البحر بأمره وسخر لكم الأنهار وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر القمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وإن وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. Allah is He who has created the heavens and the earth and sent down water, rain from the sky and thereby brought forth fruits as provision for you. And He has made the ships to be of service to you that they may sail through the sea by His command. And He has made rivers also to be of service to you. And He has made the sun and the moon both constantly pursuing their courses to be of service to you. And He has made the night and the day to be of service to you. And He gave you all of, and He gave you of all that you asked for. And if you count the blessings of Allah, never will you be able to count them again. And Allah gave us of all that we asked for, and if we count the blessings of Allah, never will be able to count them. This is the proof that Allah created the universe and He has made it to be of service to mankind as an honor to them. We will recite also from Surah number 17, Surah Al-Isra, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 17, verse number 70. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم number 17 verse number 70 ولقد كرمنا بني آدم وحملناهم في البر والبحر وحملناهم في البر والبحر ورزقناهم من الطيبات ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا. And indeed we have honored the children of Adam and we have carried them on land and sea and have provided them with good things and have preferred them above many of those whom we have created with a marked preferment. With a marked preferment. Allah is clarifying in this verse of the Quran that He had honored the children of Adam, and Allah is clarifying the forms of that honor, which is number one, Allah have carried them on land and sea. Number two, Allah have provided them with a lot of good things, and also Allah had preferred them above many of His other creations. So this is the proof that Allah created the universe and has made it to be of service to mankind as an honor to them. Regarding the second rule of creation, regarding to the fact that Allah is the creator of all things in the universe and Allah is actually the only creator in this life, that is to say the fourth belief in Allah's decree, we will learn the second rule regarding the creatures in the universe. The rule is that all creatures in the universe prostrate to Allah and follow His commands. So did the human beings prostrate to Allah who made all creatures to serve them? Let us know about this fact from Surah number 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 15. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَظِلَالُهُمْ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. And to Allah alone falls in prostration whoever is in the heavens and in the earth, willingly and unwillingly, and so do their shadows in the morning and in the afternoon. Allah the Almighty is mentioning to us a very important fact regarding the creatures in the heavens and the earth. Allah is clarifying that to Allah alone falls in prostration all the creatures in the heavens and in the earth, and also their shadows also prostrate to Allah the Almighty in the morning and in the afternoons. Actually, this is a fact which every one of us must try to reflect on it. That is to say, to try to think how all the creatures are prostrating to Allah the Almighty and also their shadows, in spite of the fact that many of the Muslims are not prostrating to Allah and are not praying their obligatory prayers. This is a fact which actually must remind every one of us about the importance of knowing the right of Allah on us, which is worshipping Him alone and prostrating to Him in our daily prayers as true believers in His oneness and in His decree. Regarding the third rule of the belief, regarding the third rule of the creatures in the universe, the third rule is that it is the duty of every human being to be thankful to Allah all the times, as His blessings are countless. Otherwise, Allah the Creator has all the power to remove these blessings. Again and again, sisters, this is a very important fact regarding the creation of Allah, regarding Allah the Creator. The Creator actually, He is showering us with His blessings all the time, and His blessings are countless. And if we look around, we will realize this fact. Accordingly, we must be thankful to Allah all the time. And we must know the fact that Allah the Creator has all the power to remove these blessings from those whom they are not showing the appreciation of the blessings of Allah. We will recite about this fact from Surah number 28. Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, Surah Al-Qasas, verse from 71 to 73. We will recite from these verses of the Quran to remember some of the blessings of Allah which we always forget, so that we will be always thankful to Allah, praying to Allah, inshallah, to keep all the blessings for all of us. We will recite now from Surah number 28, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 71. قل أرأيتم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم الليل سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بضياء أفلا تسمعون. Verse 72 and 73. قل أرأيتم إن جعل الله عليكم النهار سرمدا إلى يوم القيامة من إله غير الله يأتيكم بليل تسكنون فيه أفلا تبصرون ومن رحمته جعل لكم الليل والنهار لتسكنوا فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون. Say, O Muhammad, tell me, if Allah made the night continuous for you till the day of resurrection, which Ilah, God, besides Allah, could bring you light, will you not then hear? Say, O Muhammad, tell me, if Allah made the day continuous for you till the day of resurrection, which Ilah, a God besides Allah, could bring you night, wherein you rest, will you not then see? It is out of His mercy that He has made for you the night and the day, that you may rest therein during the night, and that you may seek of His bounty during the day, and in order that you may be grateful. Actually, sister, this is a reminder from Allah the Almighty that we must be grateful to Him, the source of all the blessings, the creator of everything, the creator of all the blessings. The fourth rule regarding the creatures of the universe is that the creatures in the universe are Allah's soldiers, whom can't be sent according to Allah's command, either as a source of mercy or source of destruction. Again and again, sisters, we must remember this fact, that all the creatures in the universe are actually Allah's soldiers. That is to say, they receive the command from Allah, and according to that command, they can be either a source of mercy to mankind or a source of destruction to mankind. So again and again, we must be obeying the commands of Allah all the time. We must be good servants of Allah. We must be the true believers in Allah. And actually, we must be grateful to Allah for His blessing, so that He will send the creatures, or He will make the creatures in the universe. That is to say, the rain, the wind, the clouds, He can make them, or He will make them source of mercy to us, not a source of destruction. Regarding this fact, we will recite from Surah number 41, Surah Fussilat, verse number 15 to 18, Surah number 41, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah number 41, verse 15 to 18. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما عاد فاستكبروا في الأرض بغير الحق. فاستكبروا في الأرض بغير الحق وقالوا من أشد منا قوة أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلقهم هو أشد منهم قوة وكانوا بآياتنا يجحدون فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا في أيام نحسات لنذيقهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أخذى وهم لا ينصرون وأما ثمود فهديناهم فاستحبوا العمى على الهدى فأخذتهم صاعقة العذاب الهون عذاب الهون بما كانوا يكسبون ونجينا الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. As for Ad, they were arrogant in the land without right, and they said, who is mightier than us in strength? See, they not that Allah, who created them, was mightier in the strength than them. And they used to deny our proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, and revelation. So we sent upon them a wind in days of evil omen for them, that we might give them a taste of disgracing torment in the present worldly life. But surely the torment of the hereafter will be more disgracing, and they will never be helped. And as for Thamud, we showed and made clear to them the path of truth through our messenger, who showed them the way of success, but they preferred blindness to guidance. So a destructive cry, torment, hit, or thunderstorm of disgracing torment seized them because of what they used to earn. And we saved those who believed and used to fear Allah, keep their duty to Him, and avoid evil. In these verses of the Quran, Allah is informing us about two previous nations whom they chose not to obey the commands of Allah. One of them, the people of Ad, they were very arrogant. They don't have the right to be arrogant, because the creator and the provider is only Allah. And they were saying, who is more powerful than us? They don't realize that Allah, the creator, is more powerful than them. And actually they deny the evidence and the proofs of the oneness of Allah. Accordingly, it was very easy for Allah to send His soldier, the wind, a very severe wind, on them, and this wind actually was the cause of their destruction. But Allah is still promising them of a more severe destruction on the day of judgment. And again, regarding the other nation, which is the people of Thamud, those people, actually Allah sent for them Prophet Saleh to show them the right path, but they choose blindness over guidance. They refused guidance, and they preferred not to obey the command commands of Allah and not to believe in Allah's oneness, accordingly Allah sent on them a disgracing torment which seized them because of what they used to earn. And at the end Allah is clarifying that out of His power and out of His knowledge and out of His wisdom, He saved those who believed and used to fear Allah and keep their duty to Him. So all the time, as believers in the oneness of Allah, believers that Allah is the creator of all the creatures in the universe, and those creatures are the soldiers of Allah, we must be all the time having the feeling that it is the power of Allah, the creator, to send these creatures as a source of destruction for us if we don't obey His commands and if we don't believe in His oneness. So we must all the time save ourselves regarding these soldiers which are the creatures in the universe by obeying the commands of Allah, the Almighty. Now inshallah we will learn about Allah, the creator of mankind, so that all the time we will be actually believing that the creator of everything in the heavens and in the earth is Allah the Almighty, and we are believing, and by this we are believing in the fourth aspect of the belief in Allah's decree. We will recite now regarding creation of mankind from surah number 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun. We will recite from verse number 12 to verse number 14. Bismillah الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. And indeed we created man Adam out of an extract of clay, water and earth. Thereafter we made him the offspring of Adam as a nutfa, mixed drops of the male and female sexual discharge, and lodged it in a safe lodging womb of the woman. Then we made the nutfa into a clot, a piece of thick coagulated blood. Then we made the clot into a little lump of flesh. Then we made out of that little lump of flesh bones. Then we clothed the bones with a flesh, and then we brought it forth as another creation. So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. Actually, sisters, if we try to reflect on these three verses of the Holy Quran, actually we will be amazed regarding this very specific and very accurate creation of Allah, the Almighty, regarding the creation of mankind. And actually, it is a miracle. The creation of mankind is a miracle which we must all the time appreciate, and it must be always a reminder for us regarding the power of Allah, the creator of mankind. We will inshallah now recite another verse from the Holy Quran, from surah number 40, verse number 67, to know more about Allah, the creator of mankind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Huwa alladhi khalaqakum min turabin thumma min nutfatin thumma min alaqatin thumma yukhrijukum tifla thumma litablughu ashuddakum thumma litakun شيوخا ومنكم من يتوفى من قبل ولتبلغوا أجلا مسمى ولعلكم تعقلون. It is He who has created you, Adam, from dust, then from a nutfa, mixed semen drops of male and female sexual discharge, that is to say Adam's offspring, then from a clot, a piece of coagulated blood, then brings you forth as an infant, then makes you grow to reach the age of full strength, and afterwards to be old men and women, though some among you die before, and that you reach an appointed term in order that you may understand. Actually, this is Allah, the creator of mankind, the most merciful. Now, inshallah, we will learn a very important verse of the Quran regarding the belief in the fourth aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is related to the fact that Allah is the creator of mankind and their actions. As Allah mentioned in Surah As-Saffat, we will recite now from Surah As-Saffat, verse number 96. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال أتعبدون ما تنحتون والله خلقكم وما تعملون. He said, this is a prophet Ibrahim, worship you that which you yourself carve, while Allah has created you and what you make. In these two verses of the Quran, Allah is teaching us a very important fact regarding the belief in the fact that Allah is the creator of mankind and what they make. And what they make. This is very important regarding the belief in Allah, the creator of everything, is that whatever man make, it is also and always and all the time the creation of Allah, the Almighty, so that all the time we will be grateful to Allah for all what the mankind make, because it is all from Allah. Now, regarding the fact that Allah is the creator of mankind, we must believe that Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope, because Allah is the creator who knows our limitations, and because of that he never burdened us beyond our scope. We will recite now from Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, verse number 42. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا أُولَٰئِكَ أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. But those who believed in the oneness of Allah and do the good deeds, we burden not any person beyond his scope. Such are the dwellers of the paradise, they will abide therein. Allah is clarifying that regarding the commands of Allah regarding to the acts of worship, for example the prayer, fasting, doing hajj, giving charity, Allah doesn't put any burden on any of us of his believers beyond their scope. That is to say, praying 5 times a day, fasting the month of Ramadan, giving charity according to the rules of Allah, and doing hajj, they are all within the scope of the mankind. And whenever any of us, the believers, are having some excuses, Allah the Almighty will give us the excuse, so that the commands of Allah regarding the acts of worship are actually not beyond our scope. Now, inshallah, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, we learned about the fourth aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, and this means that all praise to Allah, we finished regarding the aspects of the belief in Allah's decree, the four aspects of the belief in Allah's decree, which are the knowledge, the writing, the will, and the creation. And now, inshallah, we will learn about the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree. We must all agree that belief in divine decree and predestination is one of the pillars of faith in Islam. The Muslim's faith is not complete unless he knows that whatever befalls him couldn't have missed him, and whatever missed him couldn't have befallen him. Everything is subject to the will and decree of Allah. Accordingly, we must believe that the first benefit of the belief in Allah's decree is to have patience. Patience actually is one of the characters of the believers in Allah's decree, as Allah the Almighty said in Surah number 39, verse number 10, regarding the reward of those whom they are having the patience regarding Allah's decree. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Indeed, the patient will be given the reward without account. Actually, we must know that when you are a believer in the decree of Allah, you will be all the time evaluating the decree of Allah as good for you. And whenever you feel that the decree of Allah is difficult for you, at that time you will have the patience regarding this decree, and you will be calling on Allah to make for you an outlet, and actually you will be rewarded greatly for your patience. So the first benefit of the belief in Allah's decree is to have patience. Let us remember the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah's peace and blessings about him, in which he said, how wonderful is the affair of the believer, for all his affairs are good, and that is for no one except the believer. If something good happens to him, he expresses gratitude, and that is good for him. And if something bad happens to him, he bears it with patience, and that is also good for him, because he will be rewarded without patience. Regarding the rest of the benefits of the belief in divine decree, number 2 is peace of mind. A Muslim who believes in divine decree and predestination will have his mind at ease when he knows for certain that what befalls him couldn't have missed him, and what missed him couldn't have reached him. Also, from the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree is acceptance. The believer doesn't grieve about anything befalls him because he doesn't know what is the real good for him, because only Allah knows what is good for us. And actually, Allah said in Surah number 2, the Quranic rule, that you may like a thing and it is bad for you, and you may dislike a thing and it is good for you. And because of that, the belief in Allah's decree is our way for acceptance. Also, from the benefits of the belief in Allah's decree is to have total dependence on Allah. This means that the belief that Allah's will is the controller of everything in our life and all our life events. Accordingly, we will depend only on Allah, because Allah is the one who controls everything in this worldly life, and we will be all the time looking for Allah's help and support so long we are dependent on Him and having full trust in Him. As Allah mentioned in Surah number 9, verse number 51, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, never will we be struck except by what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector, and upon Allah let the believers rely. The next benefit of the belief in Allah's decree is modesty. Believing in the decree of Allah and predestination teaches the Muslim to be modest and humble. This is because everything that Muslim does is by the will of Allah, so if he succeeds, he knows that Allah helped him in doing it. If he doesn't succeed because he is intelligent, or because he is rich, or because he deserved it, and a person isn't poor because he is stupid. This stop pride and arrogance from creeping to the heart, because he knows that Allah can afflict him with harm and deprive him from the bounties he has given him. This means that all the time the believer will be believing that it is all from Allah, and he must be humble and he must be modest. Also, regarding the belief in the decree of Allah, we learn to have determination. Believing in divine decree and predestination gives the believer the willpower and determination to go forward in the way of Allah. A Muslim doesn't fear anybody because he knows that no one has the power to afflict harm or to bring him something good except Allah the Almighty. And as the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he said, if the whole nation were to gather together to benefit you, they would only benefit you with that which Allah has already written for you. And if the whole nation were to gather to harm you, they couldn't harm you by anything which except what Allah has written to be harm for you. The pen has been lifted and the ink has dried. This means that everything has been decreed and settled. So at the end of these classes, actually we must agree and we must believe that believing in the decree of Allah is the way to treat all all the feelings of anxiety, sadness, worry or grief, because when you believe in the decree of Allah, you will be believing that Allah knows everything and Allah already had written everything 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth and earth. You will believe that the will of Allah is the only power in this worldly life. Accordingly, so long we are believers in Allah, all praise to Allah, we will be all the time looking for the gifts from Allah, looking for the help from Allah, looking for the support from Allah. We will be all the time the people whom they have good intention, and we will have actually good looking regarding our future. We will be expecting always that Allah, inshallah, will shower us with His mercy and will make for us an outlet from every disaster, and Allah, inshallah, will make for us everything easy, and we will be all the time believing that with every hardship there is ease, and after every hardship there is ease. It is the ease which is the feeling which every believer will be living in so long he is believing in the decree of Allah. And now all praise to Allah. We finished about learning in depth about the four aspects of the belief in Allah, and inshallah from next week we will learn about the miracle of dua, the miracle of supplication to Allah, as we are approaching the month of Ramadan inshallah soon. And let us now make the dua to Allah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, O Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the grave, from the torment of the hell, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.